Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Royce Unchained, presented by Josh Arnold, investment consultant, Mr. Money Talk, and Pat. You know, Purple Daily has, I'm sure you're shocked by this, jumped at the opportunity to do Kirk Watch 2024 every day. So this morning, Declan sent us a link. There's a bunch of stuff from the last couple hours, or like the last couple days. But Diana Russini, who's now with The Athletic, was on The Athletic football show. And she talked about Kirk for probably 15 minutes. I'll summarize it. I'll just give you the one quote that matters. She said, "I don't get the sense that Kirk is going to take a discount. Him and his family are being very aggressive in this free agent cycle."
Well, and I think we talked the other day, the $30 million bump in the salary cap has just got the dollar signs larger. I heard you guys talking yesterday about the possibility that we should tie Drake May in with Josh McCown here, right? They got a background here. Were you guys saying that?
Yes. Josh was his position coach or his assistant coach on his high school team, junior year for Drake May.
So what would you give up to move up high enough to get Drake May beyond your number, beyond 3 years of number ones, maybe? I don't know.
That's so
probably what it is.
It's this year's number one swap and then two future number ones and maybe something else. Yeah. I don't know. I guess my question would be, are you 100% sure that giving up that versus just getting JJ McCarthy in your lap is worth the extra first round picks? I don't know how you can be.
Well, I think you look at him physically, you got to like Drake May more, right? Big, strong guy. And, I don't know. McCarthy scares me just because he was playing with such good defense. He didn't have to do much, and he had his low moments. But if he's fourth now, right? You got the big three, and then most people got him fourth now. McCarthy,
correct. Yes. And I don't think it's going to change that much, but I don't know if you guys saw this. So the quarterbacks are now, they're going through like their media this morning and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out yesterday that Caleb Williams is basically the first top prospect in history to refuse to give out to do the medical exam.
Oh, right? Really?
Like he is, Caleb Williams is not going to go through the medical stuff, apparently.
At the combine?
At the combine,
Does he do it? What about, does he have a pro day too or not?
No, he'll not have a pro day.
Is he having a pro day where he has a special tryout. I wonder, I suppose he's going to say the Southern Cal doctors have cleared him or something. What's the reason for this?
It's all he's a very odd, mysterious guy. There's just a lot of like you watch him play and he's got all the tools, but there's just been a lot of weird things like him crying in his parents' arms after a loss in the stands and this GQ photo shoot from a few weeks ago. There's just there's a lot of things around him, and now refusing to do the medical testings. Like, okay, and are you hiding something?
The parental connection is a little frightening to people too, right? I mean, beyond him crying, it's like dad might be calling the shots. Don't take a physical or something. Who knows what the hell's going on? Who's his agent? Do we know?
Who is? Does he have representation yet?
Well, he must have.
I don't know that he. Let's see, agent.
I know who to. Wouldn't it be
he does, great? He does not currently have an agent.
Wouldn't it be great if Scott Boras was a football agent and he had all three of the quarterbacks and was playing against each other? Wow. It would be
it'll be a 1 year and then player options. Like no, yeah. Scott, that's not how it works. Sorry.
Scott, you can't do it that way, Scott. But I don't know. You're getting the impression that he might be scaring the Bears off. But then, as I said a few days ago, if the Bears let him go and don't take him, he's going to be the greatest quarterback ever because it's going to backfire. And
the Bears are screwed either way here, is what you're saying, right?
They are. Yeah, he turns out to be a goofball. He'll be in Chicago if he turns out to be okay. But, I it is funny, though, how a narrative can, you can start off in January and as soon as the season ends, this guy slam dunk number one, and then we start finding the flaws, right? And somebody starts looking for him, and all of a sudden there's the other, because the guys who do the drafts, predictions, they got to keep the excitement going, right? You can't just say it's going to be Caleb Williams and don't worry about it. They got to stir things up.
Well, and plus they're talking to, this guy one day and then this guy the next. But the best is the Kirk thing, Pat, because a day ago, the Kirk thing was, the market might not be that great for Kirk. Justin Fields is probably going to the Falcons. Mm-hmm. What's Kirk? The Kirk camp clearly saw that yesterday and said, hold on a second here. We got to get out there. And so now by the end of the day yesterday, the Kirk camp had, it's a robust market. Atlanta wants him, no question about it. So The combine's great because from day to day, it can just shift like the weather.
Yes, it's, it's more than how fast guys are running. It's what rumors are circulating around. How many, what do they got? They got, how much media they got covering that thing now?
There's a radio row.
There's a radio row for it, and there's a, the Star Tribune, and we're not throwing money around anymore on travel. We got two people down there, for goodness sake. So it's weird. I guess it's an opportunity to have the coaches and everybody do some talking too. Is another where they're not quite as, they're not allowed to get away with any BS that they want to see. They have to answer some real questions once in a while down there.
You know what, though? The Vikings, Kevin O'Connell is the best because he gets up there at his press conference and somebody asked him about the running game and Ty Chandler coming on late. Mm-hmm. And Ty Chandler did some great things and so did Alex Mattison, some great things. Like literally 12 hours later, they release Alexander Mattison.
And Alexander probably had already been told, but we were still doing that. So. Yeah, I mean, that was coming. He was only making, three and a half? What was he making?
It was a two-year, $7 million deal, and it was actually misreported by everyone a year ago that it was almost a fully guaranteed two-year deal, but the guaranteed kicked in around the league year or something, so the Vikings actually saved like $3.5 million in cap space by getting rid of him. I think Pat's getting a phone call.
Yeah, Pat's getting a phone call.
It's an agent. It's Kirk Cousins' agent calling Pat.
This is the only bad thing about Pat's phone.
Pat, he might have to come out and come back in.
Come back.
That's okay. Well,
I think it's, when it's the Madison phone call calling him. In,
I got screwed.
Well, we had such great luck with Pat on his phone in Fort Myers. We said, we'll just continue.
This did happen once, but yeah. No, it's the fact he's going out and coming in. Madison's calling him to say, I got screwed, man. I want to give you the exclusive.
Yeah.
And how about that, too? The best part about this, O'Connell and Kwesi are now done talking for about a month.
Yeah. They've done. Didn't they do this with Ed Donatell, too? So yes. they did their press yes. conferences at the end of the out. Season. Like, you know, we're just going to have to really evaluate things. Like, they walk off the podium and fire Ed Donatell.
Yes. The trouble with using this nifty phone these days is if somebody calls while I'm on the air, it ends up knocking me off. We'll have to figure something out on how to do that. But anyway, yeah, it is. The thing about O'Connell and Spielman before him and all of them, don't believe anything they tell you. That's it, right? I mean, they're
all liars.
Not going to give you any information that they don't that they don't want to give you. How about, I was going to mention though, they were rattling off the list of the running backs, Saquon and all of them, who aren't going to get franchised. What are the running backs going to do as a group? They got to form their own union, don't they? Mm-hmm. And all go on strike. They've become absolutely interchangeable. Nobody will pay any of them anymore. And it's, you know, in like the guy at Kansas City, Pacheco, they'll just beat the living crap out of him for 3 years and down the road as soon as they have to pay him, right?
They're like premium car rentals. Like when you go to the car rental desk, would you like to upgrade? Like, I'll drive the hell out of a Lamborghini for 2 days. Yes. I've never done that, but
I got to, how much does it cost me to drop it off in Minnesota? You know, that's right. You know, then you can worry about getting it back. It is it is incredible. It's who was the last guy to really get paid? Zeke?
Zeke got paid a little bit.
And Henry too.
Derrick Henry definitely got paid. I mean, Dalvin Cook got a pretty big contract too.
Yeah. Now he can't get it. He won't get
it. He doesn't have a job.
He won't have a job next year unless he's
willing
to. Is he
out of the league now?
Yeah.
I mean, he might literally be out of the league.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So here's the list of free agent backs that could have been franchised right now that aren't going to be. So they're all going to be pursuing jobs. Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, Tony Pollard, Josh Jacobs. All of those guys are free agents.
Yeah, I can't believe Tony Pollard that they don't want to bring him back to Dallas because he can catch the ball and do everything they want to do. But we'll get another one. There's another guy coming out of the sixth round draft choice that nobody knows anything about. What the theory is, the difference between them is only about 10% or something. The great ones and the next ones, I don't know that they're just irreplaceable. I mean, here's what kind of surprises me. The guy, the Gophers, our great Gopher running back 2 years ago. Remind me,
Amir,
Mo Ibrahim.
Mo Ibrahim. He's the best the Gophers have ever had. He can't get a job. Nope. What the hell?
Yeah,
I don't know, because nobody wants to move the ball that way anymore, I guess.
Well, Pat, to your point about the 10% difference between the greats, here's the best stat for that theory. Adrian Peterson as a Viking, 4.9 yards per carry. Mewelde Moore as a Viking, 4.9 yards per carry.
Yeah, now Mewelde probably wouldn't have held up for 400 carries a year, but that is just think. You think if running backs weren't paid that much back in Adrian's day, that he would have been better off? If he didn't have all his money, he wouldn't have then went out and urinated it all away and kicked it away and be broke? You think he would have taken better care of his money?
No.
If he wasn't making all that money,
no chance, Pat. Maybe he'd be broke no matter what.
Maybe the NFL's doing these not heads a favor by not paying him. I don't know.
It's possible. I mean, I've always said, you know, Adrian, one camel at your birthday party, that's acceptable. Two camels seems a little excessive.
But when you're already basically facing suspension and not going to be making any money, Don't run any Campbells if you know that you're pretty soon not going to be making any money.
I think the flaw in the thinking for a lot of these players is, you know, you're 22, 23, and you're getting $10 million, $5 million, you're getting signing bonuses. It's not thinking that maybe I'm not going to make this much money every year the rest of my working life. Like if the faucet shuts off, I might need to account for that mathematically.
That is the whole thing, that it doesn't stay that way.
It's friends and family. It's friends and family, man.
Adrian's daughter, eighth grade basketball player at Providence Academy out here, she is going to be a national recruit. I saw her this year. She's still thin, you know, but she's an athlete, and she's going to be a monster before she's out of here. Everybody in the country will be offering her. She's probably offered, and I don't know when you can offer, but she's already being offered now. Very nice kid, but from what everything I hear, I didn't interview her. So
yeah. Hey, on the subject of women's sports here, so Caitlin Clark is about to pass Pistol Pete Maravich for the all-time men's or women's scoring leader. Pete averaged about 45 points a game for 3 years.
Yes.
In the non-3-point line era.
And he played 3 years. Yeah. He couldn't play for.
How about the W? She's going to the WNBA, though. Yesterday she announced that.
Yeah.
And all of us who said, Cheryl, your team's 0-6, tank.
Yeah.
I've been proven correct, haven't we? Because only the I think there's a lottery, but only the four non-playoff teams participate, and they might have had it already. Indiana had the worst record. Indiana already won it.
Fever going to get the number one pick. Yeah.
You think that's her goal, to go play for the Indiana Fever? She could probably call her shot, huh? She can announce this that she's. Well, I guess once you enter the WNBA draft, you can't go back to college. So
she grew up a Lynx fan. I'd call them up and say, I'll give you my entire team and draft picks for the next. You know what? She can play one.
They should say no. They should say no.
1-on-5. Caitlin Clark against the world.
I think if you want to go get her, you got to start with Nafisa, and then like your next 9 number one draft choices.
Okay.
You can't get her, but she'll be here again, Friday, probably play. She plays her. The tournament starts Wednesday, but she plays her first game. Is it Friday? I don't know.
The way the seating works out, it's usually on Friday, I think.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal thing. Meanwhile, what happened to your hockey team last night, Jedley?
Oh, they decided not to show up.
Okay.
Which is unfortunate. They were absolute pigs last night. There's no way around it. You get beat 6-1 in a game, but I will say this: the Bally Spin was worth the price of admission last night.
Oh, really? Okay, who do we have on?
Wes Walls and LaPanta. They went from trying to downplay that this was a must win to making it very clear that this was not a must win. Yes, the loss hurts, but you got a game against St. Louis, and you know what? The players will forget this one. Wash it away.
Well, Coach Hines didn't seem to forget it after the game. He had the same reaction as you did.
Oh, he was pissed. And Russo pressed him, which is just great. There's nothing better after a choking pig loss than Russo just pushing the coach and the coach falling into the trap because he's so mad.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And, he's still celebrating that 10-goal victory that you wanted him to be embarrassed about, too, right?
The Canucks game? When
right.
I asked him, I
you
said,
were right.
I know. I said, aren't you concerned about your goaltending here? Oh, no. I don't see it that way.
And then they gave up 6 last night. None of them empty nets either, right? 6?
5-5-on-5 and a power play goal. Wow. No empty nets.
Wow. I think you were right and he was wrong. I wonder if he'll admit it next time you see him. Tell him. What do you think, Heinze? Should he listen to me?
I would like the line charts. Concerned. I would like the roster control for one game, because I tell you right now, I'd scratch Marcus Johansson, because we don't really care. Marcus Johansson is robbing this team blind.
He's got the 3-year deal, doesn't he? Didn't he get
a 2-year deal? 2-year
deal,
clause. It just atrocious deal.
Yeah, I noticed that he was the other guy getting bashed hard on Twitter last week. Johansson and Goudreau were getting guys.
Well, Goudreau tries; he's just not that good. Johansson is stealing money; like he should be arrested.
So, is he a Swede?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, Hanson's a Swede. So he's an old-fashioned Swede then. One
yes.
of the Swedes from the 80s who just yes. coasted up and down waiting to get some
no check league.
Never came within 12 feet of hitting anybody. Yes. You know, that kind of a Swede. That the before the Swedes, before Ulf Samuelsson changed the whole outlook for Swedes, right?
No question. Yeah, no. He is the type of Swede that Don Cherry for years hated and would just bash Swedes across the board because of guys like this.
Hey, Cherry's still alive, right? They just
turned 90.
90.
They just won't let him anywhere near TV anymore.
Yeah, right? He got taken off TV about 4 years ago. But yes, he is. He celebrated his 90th birthday maybe last month.
Well, he had it all going for him. He had sexism, kind of racism, the whole deal. He had it all going for him, and he lasted quite a while there.
If you weren't Canadian, he hated you.
Oh, shouldn't be in the league.
So right? He discriminated against every country except for his own.
He you know, and he wasn't embarrassed to go out in public with those sport coats he wore.
He's proud, very proud to go out in public with them.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's true. What? So we got we don't. How about? Oh, hey, boys hockey, Minnetonka unbeaten, get beat by Chance.
Huge upset.
Holy cow. That's I didn't realize. I mean, how do you go unbeaten through the teams they're playing? You know, the old Lake Conference teams. Those are 8 of the 10 best teams in the state. They go unbeaten against them, and then Chan steps up and beats them.
You know why? Because of what you call hockey.
Yes, goaltending. That's right. It's random. Oh, right.
No, it's goaltending.
Chan Aston guy was
a little both.
Chan Aston guy was standing on his head.
I guess he was unbelievable.
Okay. I went to a game there this year when Matamidi played there, and there's a dozen scouts at the game. The rink is full. I saw more scouts at that game than I did covering St. Cloud versus Miami, Ohio 9 years ago. It's incredible. It's
and
incredible.
Was that for Minnetonka, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, well, Minnetonka.
The thing about Minnetonka is it's become transfer school, right? I mean,
it's Hopkins basketball.
How much? I mean, if you're a Minnetonka parent and you paid tons of money to have your kid come up and make the varsity and then they bring in six ringers, that's got to make you a little mad, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not like Minnetonka's short of hockey players, I would think. If we've got 8 million of them.
I'm going to take a guess here. I'm going to guess that there might have been a couple of Minnetonka native kids on the Chan Hassan roster who are very because if my kid gets cut, if my kid's going to be cut because you brought in a kid from Eden Prairie or something, my kid's going to Chan probably.
Cast off angry skippers went over to Chan and said,
I mean, it's close enough.
Revenge game.
I was happy to see Hillbury win the state girls title. Because more kids from Woodbury Eastridge might even transfer over to Hill Murray to play for Johnny Pohl, which is create opportunity for other kids there who are kind of on the edge of being the varsity or not. So not, I don't want to get personal here, but the more players Hill Murray steals, the better. That's the way we like it.
So. Oh man, Pat, tell the audience when you go to a hockey game, what car are you driving and where did you get it from?
I can't tell you how happy I am to be back in my 2019 Cascade convertible here in the Twin Cities after my rent-a-car down in Florida. Fine machine, I'll tell you. But this machine doesn't talk to me like this one. It's not always scolding me about... going backwards, you got out of the driveway, you don't have your seatbelt buckled yet. Give me a couple of minutes here. We got to get up to the corner of the stop sign. You can go out to Jim Paul and Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers. Get yourself a nice used car, beautiful used car, 2019, 2020. And it won't be scolding you all the time. It'll let you just drive and be yourself. Like some of us old guys like to do. We like to, you know, we like to have our own, make our own decisions instead of.
Hey, fatty, take a look at
your seatbelt.
I mean, you could yell back, Pat.
This one, in fact, there it is, got a little mad at me because I screamed shut the bleep up, and she thought I was talking to her. I was talking to the car. I wanted the car to shut up.
I'm talking to the car. I was talking to the car. I was talking to the car.
Are you listening to me?
Not you, honey. Get yourself, go out to, yeah, I mean, they got a lot of great new cars, and if you're a more modern person, certainly you would love all the bells and whistles, but they give you a great used car, too, like I have right now, the 2019 Cascade, fantastic, with springs coming, take the top down, and don't get scolded, it's terrific. Jim Paul's Valley Group, Brett Paul's Valley Group, GM dealers, bunch of SUVs, four different varieties, low interest rates, 0.9% on some vehicles. And they're loaded with cars. They got 120 new vehicles at the Apple Valley place, plus sitting out there, plus you got the used cars, which now I'm a used car guy now. So Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM dealers, my guys for 15 years or so, Apple Valley and Hastings.
Awesome. All right, Pat, enjoy your weekend, and we'll keep you posted on any Kirk Watch 2024 happenings.
Okay? I know you guys. Admit it. In your heart, you don't want this to be resolved quickly. Purple Daily.
I think at some point, well, it will get resolved pretty quickly in the next couple weeks, but I think at some point after 6 years, it's time to obsess over a new quarterback.
Yes, that's true. Let's get a lad in here that's debatable as to whether he's the guy or not. That'll be a lot of fun. All right.
All right, Pat, there he is. Patrick Royce Unchained here on Score North.